Okay, thank you. So the topic for today is the Shir Zman for the Lachas Neiros Hanukkah. The Gemara in Shabbos Chaf Aleph from Beis that we're familiar with tells us that there's a Shir of Mishitishka Chama Ashatich L'Regel Menashuk. So the Gemara there actually claims that there are two dayas as to what this shir is teaching us. The second daya of the Gemara is that the shiura, that this time period is telling you how long the candles have to light. They have to light from Mishitishka Chama till Tichel Regel and Shuk. I want to discuss that soon. But I just want to mention that the first day in the Gemara seems to argue, the first day in the Gemara is that this shir is telling you when you can light till. Meaning you should ideally light at Shkia, or Tishka Chama, either Tchila Shkia, Shov Shkia, whatever Tishka Chama means. And if you didn't light then, you can light until Tichla Regel Menashuk. So you can light even later in the evening, until Tichla Regel Menashuk. Now, according to this first daya, so what is the shear that they have to light for? Meaning, straight on the board, we have this idea of Tichle Regel Menashuk. So one day is that that's the shear. It has to be a shear. We're probably familiar with the idea of a half an hour. We'll discuss it a little later. But that the shear is from Tishka Chama till Tichle Regel Menashuk, how long the candles have to light for.
There is shear?
Till the
word Tichle.
Tichla, when it's the people, there's no more people in the shuk. Regular is a reference to the people. The Gemara says, you know, we're not talking about people, stam people, we're talking about the Talmudai, the people who would sell the wood, etc. But the second day in the Gemara is very clear that this is a certain shear for how long the count has to be lit. The first day in the Gemara is that if you didn't light at the proper time, right, lo adlik madlik. You didn't light at the proper time, so you can light until later. An matai nitai madlik. Right? So the first day is an matai nitai madlik, the second day is the shir zman. So the question I want to ask is, according to this first day, that til tichel regel menashuk is till when you can light, what is the shir zman? What is the shir zman that the calendar has to be lit for? Any ideas? Okay, it's possible. But he doesn't say that anywhere. So what other options would you have?
No shear.
Maybe a kol
shul? A kol shul. Maybe it's a kol shul. So if you look here in the Beis Yosef, the Beis Chodesh, the Bach, source number 2, L'inin halacha b'shira shemen, kosu v'gos amonios, v'smag, v'shem ari, d'nagwa am, the minag apparently was, Kiloshen Harishon, like the first day in the Gemara, de lo ba'inan shum shir. So the Bach assumes, and he's quoting the Ri, the Minaga Olam was to assume, like the day of Rishona, de lo ba'inan shum shir. V'hainu k'rav yah, v'shem rabbeinu tam. Aval, as a postgame, de ve'inan shir shemen kiloshen sheni. So the recommendation is to follow the second day, that there's a certain shir that's required. But the assumption is that the first day holds the ain shir. There's no shir. Which is interesting. I mean, it might highlight the fact that Hadlakos a mitzvah, it's more than the Maisa, as opposed to Totsah. But that's certainly one possibility. What other possibility is there? So somebody already mentioned, maybe it's a half an hour. Although, it's not really, I'm not familiar with anybody who brings a source for that. What other theoretical option would there be? It's not a kol shu, it's not a half an hour, what is it? Well, that, I think we're assuming, is a half an hour. That's the second day of the Gemara. The Yaivitz, Rav Yaakov Emden, who always says interesting things, he suggests that maybe they would have to light the whole night. Wow. So according to his read, the first day it says it has to light the whole night, and the second day it says it can last, you know, half an hour. Look at source number 3. Why would he say such a thing? V'efshar shemitzvoso gamkein shetia dolekas havalekas kol alayla. We learn, after all, all the halachos from the menorah, that was the nace that we're trying to commemorate. V'chein tzav kor achronim l'lmod v'menu yekam edvarim l'ner chanukah v'imkein shafir dami l'itin v'kemidosa shetiyah dolekas me'erev ad boker k'minora. You should do this. And then he writes, El kevin demidi d'rabanan hu naktin l'kula. Since only a din d'rabanan, so since there are 2 days in the Gemara, he understands the first day as saying you'd have to light the whole night. And the second day it says there's a shir of a half an hour. So since it's din d'rabanan, we can be mekel. We can be mekel. But then he says, "V'kol manda machmir ba tavol of bracha the mitzvah and a mufkar hivada." It's better to be machmir to have, you know, oil the whole bit. That's an interesting day. Yeah, maybe it's called a laila. So we have a debate here. According to the first day in the Gemara, it says the tichlur etan lashuk is not a shear of how long it has to be lit, but it's a shear of until when you can light. If you didn't light at the proper time, so you could light until tichlur etan lashuk. How long does it have to be lit for? So that's not explicit in the Gemara. So either there's no shear, it's the pashtus, or maybe it's a half an hour, or like the Ivet, it has to be lit the whole night. What I want to discuss really is the second day of the Gemara, the shear zman of tichlur etan lashuk. So what is that shear zman? So you mentioned it already before, there's the idea of a half an hour, source number 6, the Rif writes that explicitly. Amar Rav Yochanan, ad l'chlayer tamodai, what does tamodai mean? Perush, etzim yiduim etzlam nikraim tarmoda. There was a type of wood called tarmoda, you know, I'm not sure what the equivalent it is. There's maple wood. So they would burn, you know, logs of tarmoda for heat. And for, you know, cooking. When Adam HaMevino saw him, and the people who had schlepped the logs were called the Tarmodai, because they schlepped Tarmoda logs. So they would stick around so they would stick around the shok until there was electric lights outside, so people would go home when it got dark, or a little after. So they were, you know, the last people in the shok selling the logs. People wanted to go home to cook dinner, to have a warm home, they'd pick up some logs on the way home. So this shear of a half an hour, it's not an exact, you know, shear, it's kemo chatisha, that's mentioned in the Rif.
So what are you reading?
Source number 6. The Rif quotes the shear of kichatisha.
Also the Tarmodayim, like if you live in a cholos or something like that?
I'm not familiar. But not all the Rishonim agrees with the Rif. If you look at source number 4, the Ritva writes, source number 4, Perish Mocher Eitzim, and he crime Tamudai, Payum Mitzachri Sham Barachov Eir, Uvachol Makom Adovar Hazek Afi Mashahu. The Ritva says that the shear of Tichl Regel is tali in your place and in your time. So from this Ritva emerged the very interesting Chumra of Briskarav that the candles should be lit. Not only for a half an hour. If you live in a place that really is uninhabited, so they should live in a half an hour. If you live in the city, so they should live for a few hours because there are people on the streets, you know, until very late. Now the Briskarav lived on a Rehov Strauss here in Yerushalayim towards the end of his life after he moved to Eretz Yisrael, and there was a theater on Rehov Strauss. So he apparently had his candles lit until the last show, you know, was over, and then people would come out of the theater, you know, 12 o'clock at night, and then he said that at that point you don't need to have your candles lit. So he thought Tichlur Regel Neshuk is like the Ritva. It's a function of, you know, who's in the streets. Now, Rav Moshe Shurmbuch, who is actually related to the Briskarav, I think he's a brother-in-law to Rav David, the Briskarav's son, has a different version of this. This is what I said is the way it's usually told over. If you look at source number 5, Rav Moshe Shurmbuch argues that it's not true. That really, the Ritva means when the stores are open. So stores aren't open until 12 o'clock at night in most places. Stores are open until 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night. Just because there's a theater, that doesn't mean that that's not the equivalent of Tamudai. Tamudai is, you know, most stores. So he says that it's not true, the Briskarav never was kosher for this, but again, like I said, I heard from numerous sources that that's not the case. If you look at source number 5, the Shtrumbuch writes, near the Davar Chadash, you have to have a lot of oil, many mistakenly claim, people think that The mitzvah is when people are in the streets. Well, the Ivraim Hayom should be Sofvim Berachov Ad Karav L'Chatzos. And today, when people are on the streets till midnight, you have a chiyuv to put Hashem until midnight. V'chein Misavrim Amaran Hagon Debrisk Shehid Ligad Mukhar Mamash. It's an adayin yitziv rechov. Ve'emet davar ta'ut meikar. He thinks it's not true. Again, I think he's not arguing with the Brisgov. I think he's claiming the Brisgov wasn't choshesh for this. The look of Omar v'gemara, asher tichel regel mirushus haravim, ela mi'ashuk. It's a din in the stores, the shuk. Ulefizev is v'neinu, hinei rov ha'chanuyos niskaros v'shah sheva v'chetzi v'erech. I don't know where he lives in Harnov now, but I don't know when he wrote this. Most stores probably don't close at 7:30, but you know, it depends. That's what. That's neighborhood, okay. You know, in the center of town, it probably closes a little later, and you know, maybe in Harnof they do close at 7:30. In any case, v'idei yitzarchu lasim shemen kashir shatayim v'chetzi shirak az yichle regel min hashuk v'zmenenu. So we have three understandings of what it means, the shir of tichle regel hashuk. Either it's a shir of chatisha, or kichatisha, or it's a shir of ad shachanuyot Niskarot, till the stores close, or what they say in the name of the Biskarot, which Shurmach is Machish, you know, until there are no people in the streets. And when I say no people, I don't mean like one person, but like Rabim, and there are a lot of people. When the theater, you know, closed, so, you know, 80 people left, you know, the theater. So apparently Biskarot, according to one version, was Choshesh, the 80 people, that's Rabim. You know, Ad She'ein Rabim Barachov. Okay. So your three opinions, what this Shir Zman is. Now, if you look here, source number 8, the Mishnah Halachos.
Now I got confused.
Yeah.
What's the difference? I thought we were saying, I must understand how, like, meaning how long you have to wait until. Meaning.
The first day in the Gemara is that this Shir is telling you when you should light. You should light Mishat Tishka Chama, ideally, and if you didn't light, you can light until Tichel HaRegel Min HaShuk.
Meaning I can start lighting any one of the... When you say 30, when you say, what's Chetzi Shir in here, what does it mean, half an hour?
Chatisha.
Sorry, on the other side. Chatisha, what's Chatisha on the other, what's another side? I must have used Hadley.
Pardon?
Meaning what's Chatisha?
We don't know, according to the first day of the Gemara, if there's a Shir at all. So one day is there's no shear.
How long it has to stay lit?
Yeah, it's not mentioned in the Gemara. I want to analyze the question of how long it has to stay lit. That's the second day in the Gemara. What I started with was, according to the first day in the Gemara, there's no discussion about how long it has to stay lit. So is there a shear? Maybe yes, maybe no. If there's a shear, what is the shear? That's a discussion. We pass like the second day. We pass like both days, actually, the Kula. You know, usually the halacha, we assume that it has to light a half an hour, but you can light, you know, 8 o'clock at night, because there's still people on the street. So we kind of postulate like both things, that it has to be, the shear is a half an hour, but if you didn't light, you know, at 4:30, whenever your shkia is, whenever it says it's 5 o'clock, so you can keep on lighting, even, you know, with a bracha, even later, because, you know, Ashtiklan and Shuk, because Anna says it's longer. So we're pretty makel, lahalacha. But.
And Shir Zman means, is it meaning how long it has to stay lit?
Yeah, that's what we're trying to analyze. So I just want to highlight the fact, if you look at this Mishnah Halachos, source number 8, Masheratzu l'chadish k'tzas michachmei Yerushalayim, he's referencing the Biskarov, Shetzarech l'harbos Hashem in l'chanukha shiadlik achatzos. Some people say they have to have the menorah lit till chatzos. He says it's not true. Ikar hachidosh tosu v'yodam, it's not true. And he goes on to claim that the Shir is nikva based on time chazal, people stuck around for half an hour, and that's the Shir, and it doesn't make a difference what happens today, even if people are in the streets till midnight, even if stores are open till midnight, the Shir is a half an hour, and that's, I think, usually what we assume in Halacha, the Shir is a half an hour. They say that the Chazon Ish put out his candles after half an hour. And it's unclear why, but some say that it was a Hotzi mi Das, the briskers, meaning it's a half an hour, and not more than half an hour, except for the last night where he let them light longer because you don't want to deal with the extra oil, you know, after Chanukah. But we have here a debate. What is the shear? According to the Ritva, it's a function of the stores, which Chorus totally in every time and place, and that's where, you know, the Sturmbuch claims that the Mikra didn't, he thinks, because the Ritva you'd have to have them lit longer. We have the shear of the Rif, the shear of the Rambam, half an hour. And then we have, you know, the Shmuel, name of the Miskrav, that it's until people aren't on the streets. A lot of people aren't on the streets. That could be even later. As you mentioned, in terms of the Rambam, it's interesting that both the Mishnah Halachos and the Briskers being arrived from the same Rambam. If you look at the Rambam, source number 7, Shachach HaHizik L'Hidlik Im Shkiyas HaCham Madlik V'Holik Ad Shetich L'Gamel HaShuk V'Kama Hu Zman Zeh K'mo Chatisha O Yoser. So, what does O Yoser mean? So, the Kuntras, the Chanukah, Purim, the Talmud Biskarov, so, oh, that means the Biskarov, oh, Yosef, because if you live in the city, so then you have to have him live till midnight. And, Rav, the Mishnah Halachos, what was his name? Rav Klein, Rav Nachman Klein, thank you. He brings a right from that Rambam, Pumfar Keret. He says, no, it's Chati Shah Yosef, you know, a few minutes more, a few minutes less, but it's not more than that, you know, depending on irrespective of, you know, where you live and how late the stores are open. I should mention that there's an interesting expression I saw at the half an hour is Shos Zmanios. Usually in Halacha, you know, we say it's Daven Kriyashma by the third hour. So it's, it always changes. Why does it change? Because it's a function of the Shos Zmanios. So some argue that here too, the half an hour is Shos Manios, and in winter, the night is very long, so it's really more than half an hour. It's really 40 minutes, you know, in terms of, but okay, I'm not sure if that's, you know, so accepted, but it's interesting that they have. Anyway, essentially what we saw here in the first part of the Chabura was analysis of what the Shir Zman is. According to the first day, that there's no Shir mentioned in the Gemara. Is there a Shir? Maybe there's no Shir at all. Maybe it should be lit the whole night, which is a Chumrah. The Yaivitz, it was suggested here maybe it's a half an hour, even though it's not mentioned. According to the second day, we have three opinions. Either it's a half an hour, it's the Rif, it's Pashas the Rambam, or it's till the store is closed, the Ritva, might be tolerating time and place, or in the Inver Scrub, until there aren't a lot of people in the streets, you know, which is a big Chumrah, because, you know, sometimes you have people on the streets, you know, New York City until the morning, so, you know, that would be certainly a big achum. What I want to do in the second part of the Chabura is discuss a different question. And that is, whatever the shiur is of Tichel Erev HaShuk, half an hour, you know, 3 hours, 4 hours, 6 hours, whatever it is, what's the status of the Neros after that shiur? Right, let's go with the simple Shita L'Halacha. It's supposed to be lit a half an hour. So what's the status of the candles after half an hour? So, just a second. Is it a kiyum mitzvah for the candles to be lit after half an hour? Now, the truth is, like I mentioned before, we're really making on both accounts. Our minhag is to assume the shiur is a half an hour, and the Tichel Erev HaShuk continues till pretty late, till like 8 or 9 o'clock, you know, in most cities, so, or even later. So, it's not such a chiddush to say there's a kiyum mitzvah, you know, after, you know, if the candles continue to light until 7, 8, 9, because you can come home with that hour and light with a bracha. But let's, you know, ignore that for a minute. Let's assume we lived, you know, once upon a time where there was a half an hour, and after half an hour, you know, it really was Tichel Erev HaShuk, and, you know, there wasn't much going on. So the question is, what's the status of a ner after Tichel Erev HaShuk? Right? Ma'amad ner la'achar Tichel Erev HaShuk. So what's the shayla? Is there a kiyum mitzvah for your neros to light longer? Is there a hiddur or a kiyum for the neros to light longer than they need to? They only have to light a half an hour. But is there anything to put more oil in your menorah? So it's always helpful to look at other models. You know, we have over here on source number 9 the model of Lulav. Sometimes the models aren't perfect, so it doesn't help that much, but it just gives us a little perspective. The Gemara in Sukkot Daf Mem Aleph speaks about the Anshei Yerushalayim loved mitzvos, and they would walk around the whole day with their dalet minim. Tanya, Reb Elazar, Reb Tzadok, Omer, Kacha, Minhagan, Shal Anshei Yerushalayim, Adam Yotze, Bipesu, V'lulav, V'yada. Walk the shul with his lulav. Holech, Leveitz, HaKnesses. Korah, Kriyashma, Mispalel, Nosa, Kapayim, V'nichol, Kakarka. Holech, Levaka, Cholim, Nakam, Avelim, V'lulav, V'yada. Nichlas, Leveitz, Medrash, Mishagal, V'lulav, V'no, V'yad Avdo, V'yad Shlucho, Maika, Mashablan, Lodiacha, Kama, Hayuz, Rizin, V'mitzvah. So Anshei Yerushalayim would walk around the whole day with a lulav. As soon as you pick up the lulav, you're yotze, right? Kaka lachem, you're yotze. Apparently, there's an inin to continue this kiyum. Likewise, you know, a person eats a kazayis of matzah on El Seder. Is there an inin to eat more matzah on El Seder? So it's discussed by the Achronim. The Netziv is back in the Rambam. There's an inin to eat more matzah on El Seder. Not everybody agrees. Right, if you don't like the Gra, then certainly. But even if you don't like the Gra, maybe the Sivis Daik in the Rambam, where the Rambam writes in Hilchos Chametz Matzah that Perek Vav Halacha Aleph Misha Ochal Kazayis Yotza, Misha Ochal Kazayis Yotza. So Sivis Daik that to be more, there's more of a mitzvah. You can stretch the mitzvah. Some mitzvahs is certainly not the case. You know, if you blow shofar. You blow again, Tosus wonders why it's not Baltosif. I'm going to guess to blow 100 kolos. Tosus says, well, you're blowing more. Maybe it should be Baltosif. So, you know, there's a discussion if you can stretch mitzvahs or not. But the model of Anshei Yerushalayim is interesting because they were clearly, you know, stretching the mitzvah. At the same time, it was during the zman of the mitzvah. Namely, if you didn't shake in the morning, you could shake in the afternoon. So it's not such a chiddush that you can stretch the mitzvah in the time of the mitzvah. The question here is, you have a shir of tefillah arayel neshok, the shir is over, so I want, instead of having the candles be extinguished after half an hour, I'm going to let them, you know, burn for another more hours. Is there a kiyum in that or not? So this is in fact a debate in the Achronim. The Magen Avraham, the first nafkamina here, so it's number 10, the question of, you know, putting in extra oil. Should you put in extra oil in your menorah? So the Magen Avraham writes, Ein mitzvah v'neiros arukos. There's no mitzvah. Ein shayach hider mitzvah ela b'shas mitzvah. There's no hider after the mitzvah is over. The mitzvah is till tichla regel. There's no more mitzvah. Now the truth is, the Magen Avraham writes that if you have candles, maybe it looks nicer. So even for that half an hour, it's nicer to use longer candles. But with oil, there's no point in putting more oil because the oil is going to last a half an hour, and then after that, there's no mitzvah. But if you look at the Gilyonei Hashatz of Yosef Engel, he disagrees. Ulam, source number 11, after Yeshir Lemitzvah, so even though there's a Shir, Mikolakom Yeshomatim Dolek Yoser, Kam can't have a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah for it to light longer. Ein Yireim, Uvharachas Tkiyaso Yoser Mechashir, Ein Vitzachil Yontov. The Yireim was wondering if, you know, a Tkiyah, you know, could be 3 seconds, you can make a Tkiyah 5 seconds. So maybe it's chil yotzer. You shouldn't make such a long tkiya, because after all, you know, you're not supposed to blow shlo tzarech. So he says, no, it integrates to the mitzvah. It's all part of one mitzvah. So again, it's not such a strong raya because it's chas mitzvah. Well, that was the point I made earlier. But that's the raya it brings. Because
of
Ozu lapirei shem tkiya. Mitzvah.
I mean, if the chas mitzvah
is
only 3 seconds, and the 4th second, meaning like, where do you draw the line? I mean, the same thing. Candles never stop burning. The same way
that
you say the sound never stops.
Right, right. I don't know if you would say there's a kiyum in the morning. It's going to keep on light. It's going to light till 10 o'clock the next morning. Is that also a kiyum? I would assume that he's saying only in the night. Only the night in the night. But he compares it to tzitzin. You know, she'in ma'akvin is a mila. The classic, you know, examples. You know, of hiddur mitzvah.
But this also could, I mean, I think you want to kind of gloss over this point, but that, you know, if, you know, for we who hold that, right, this man of the, like, the
right, shah, I'm the not trying to gloss over it. I'm mentioning it because I think it's an important point. I'm not, I agree with you that because the Ikra didn't hold that you can light, maybe even look at Chila until 8 or 9 o'clock at night, mm-hmm. You know, because after all, people are in the streets until then. So even though we hold the kula that shears a half an hour, we hold the same time we can light until 8 or 9 o'clock at night, so it's more obvious that there's a kiyum. But then you just have to tweak the question. What about having a kind of path 9 o'clock?
Right, but
path 10 o'clock.
But then there might not be a chiluk between. There might not really be a machlokes between Magen Avraham and the Yonah Shas. The Magen Avraham is saying that when the time is up, then there's no more hitter. And the Yonah Shas is saying that if you lit, at Shkia, and you put your worship candles to go until the end of the whole full amount of time.
I assume that most of the poskim discussing this didn't live in times and places where, the Tichel Agnel was still 10 o'clock at night. I think most people assuming we lived in a place where half an hour is half an hour. I think it's a relatively modern phenomenon. And the truth is, Galiyana Shas did live, after industrial revolution. So it could be. But I think there are a number of sources that highlight this fact that I think there is a debate about this issue. So I'll bring some Nachminas to illustrate it. But I do think it's a safe assumption that if folks don't say otherwise, we assume half an hour after, say is a reticular regimen. That's, I think, the basic assumption. So this issue is also discussed in the Mikrai Kodesh by Rav Yitzvi Zachfrank, and he quotes a raya from Rav Elazar Deutsch. I'm not sure who he is, but the raya is as follows. Source number 12, Abaye says that he should light with Shem and Zayis. That's our minhag. The Chatzkili should use Shem and Zayis. But Abaye says, Mireish, initially, Havi Mahadar Amishka Deshum Shemi. He would use sesame seed oil. Why? Omar, hi meshech nahorat fei, because this oil will last a long time. That's how Rashi interprets it. Inu mamar lechalos shemen zayis. It's not going to burn up as fast as shemen zayis. Later, Rabbi changes his mind that shemen zayis is better. But ask this Rav Deutsch, quoted in the Krei Kodesh, what's the mile of having the candle, burn the oil slowly? In the end of the day, if you're Yotzeh, you put it off for half an hour. So you see from here, there's a mile for the candle to light longer. That's what he suggests. Okay. So, first nafkamina. Neirot. Long candles. So if you say that there's no kiyum, you'd say there's no point. There's no point. I'm not going to run. There's no point in putting a lot of oil in your menorah because you're yotze. Versus, yesh kiyum. So it's mahudr to have a lot of oil because the longer, the better. Okay. Second afkamina. Here I just put together three different discussions. They're all very similar. Question of A, can you put out the candles after half an hour? Again, when I say half an hour, it doesn't mean necessarily half an hour. Whenever the shiur of tichlah regel is. After 3 hours, after whatever tichlah regel, can you put out the candles? A. B, can you be nana from the neros during the shiur, shas hamitzvah, you shouldn't be nana from the candles? And C, can it be nana from the oil that's left in the menorah after that time? So let's discuss the first two issues first, namely putting out the candles and being nana from the candles. The Rambam paskens, verse number 14, Nishra delekes acha shekalsa regel men ashok, imrot lechavosa olusalka osa. The Rambam paskens that after tichla regel, let's say for our purposes after half an hour, you can put it out. And you can take it and banana from it. Lasalka. You can use it for something else. But Rabbeinu Yerucham, source number 15, quotes from the Gaonim. V'yesh b'Gaonim b'shkas, v'shafilu achar shir zeh osu l'shtamash l'ma'ora. There's still an iser, hishtamshus m'l'ora ner, Chanukah, after this time. So the question is, what's the shot in the Gaonim? Why is there an iser? So the Marshal, in source number 16, assumes it's a technical word. That, we're concerned that people are going to see you being nana, and they're not going to know if it was lit a half an hour, wasn't half an hour. It's like a Mari Zion type of thing. So therefore, you shouldn't be nana from the or. But, the those understood this in a more fundamental way, if you look at verse number 17, the Divrei Yirmiyahu, and the Rambam, in Chos Chanukah, Perek Dal, Halchahei, Yimkin Achrei Avar Zmanahu, Eino Mi'a Mitzvah Or, Mishetichla leka mitzvah v'lo pirsu menes klal. So the Divrei Yirmiyahu says the reason you're allowed to put it out, the reason not be nana, is because there's no more mitzvah. What's his lashon? There's no more mitzvah. Right? Sounds like there's not even a hiddur mitzvah. So you could argue that the debate here is whether or not you're allowed to be nana from the neros after the shir is over is whether or not there's a kiyum mitzvah. If there's no kiyum, so then it's mutter lehenos, right? Lechabos. If there is a kiyum, you might say what? It's aser lehenos. Lechabos, it's going to be hard to argue it's aser lechabos, because even if it's a kiyum, it's not a chiyum, it's just a kiyum. So, lechor the passage is mutter lechabos, but maybe lehenos would be aser.
Did you see the Rambam about Hana or only about?
The Rambam, the end of the Rambam says l'salka. So I think what he means is that he says l'chabosa, or to move it, and you're going to move it to benefit from it. Meaning, I think that's the Rambam. The Rif says it explicitly, but another issue which is very much related is the question of binana from the oil that was left in the menorah. Can binana from the oil that was left in the menorah? So. The Beis Yosef quotes a stira in the Rosh. The Rosh says on one hand that you're allowed to be nana from the Neiros after the Tichlei Regel. Then he says, but after Hanukkah, you have to burn all the remaining oil. So it's a stira. So the Beis Yosef has a very simple way of answering the stira. He says, well, when he says you're allowed to be nana, that's after the Shas Mitzvah. When he says that after Hanukkah you have to burn the oil, that's the oil that was, if the candles went out during the half an hour, if the candles went out during the half an hour, so that oil was chuksa for the half an hour, and then you have to, you know, dispose that oil in a mechubad way and burn it, as opposed to use it, etc. But the Ma'ari Abuav, quoting to the Beis Yosef, is a different answer. If you look at verse number 18, Matasi Kosuv v'shem Ma'ari Abuav, Shish l'chalek b'neiem, k'shenosan Hashem en b'ner lohuksu el l'shir zman hadlaka. So the Maribuav's chiluk that if you only wanted the candles to be lit for half an hour, you made a tanai, then it's mutter. But if you make a tanai, then all the oil is aser. All the oil is aser. So why should all the oil be aser? So the pashas is, there's a kiyum mitzvah even afterwards. So I think that's one way of learning the Ma'ari Abuav, that if you go make a tanai, you explicitly want to limit the mitzvah, so all the oil left in the menorah is aser, because all of it was l'shem mitzvah, because could have lived for another 6 hours a night, and all that would have been considered a kiyum mitzvah. So just to write this down, you have a question of a kibui, just one second, kibui, chana, mehaner, o mehashemen, and they're all very similar. The basic claim is that if there's no mitzvah after tichlei regel, so then you're allowed to put it out, you're allowed to be nana from the ner, or from the oil. Whereas if there is a mitzvah, so even if you're allowed to put it out, maybe you'll be also be nana for the or of the ner, maybe you'll also be nana for the shaman of the ner, unless you explicitly, you know, or masne, that you could do so. Yeah, question?
Yeah, so could we explain it a little bit differently? That so it wouldn't really be, you know, involved in this chakira, that if you put it stam, then you don't know which oil is going to be the which molecule of oil is what burned and which is not.
Okay.
And so Mamela, the whole thing was for Ner Chanukah. But when you have in mind L'chachila, that only that which is used for the half hour is the mitzvah, so then that which wasn't, you kind of like, you know, go back in time and I mean, not really going, because you said originally you kind of like pre-dedicate the molecules that are going to be burned in that half hour, even though you don't know exactly which ones they are.
So you're saying Shana Abuav is not a function of whether there's a kiyum mitzvah later. It's a function more of
whether you can, right, whether you did or did not assign significance to the oil that you put in the lamp it was not going to be burned in the half hour.
But if there's no kiyum mitzvah, if there's no kiyum mitzvah later, how can, what's...
Because you didn't know which oil it was.
Ah, so the hair. Hair is in, okay. And different ways of learning. There's different ways of learning. Well, yeah, and I mean, it's definitely a possible shot. Okay. See, we're running out of time, so let's try to wrap this up. The question of Birkas HaRoa. We know the halacha is that if a person that doesn't have their own menorah, but they see somebody else's menorah, they're able to link into that and say a bracha of Asanisim. The question is, let's say you see somebody's menorah, but he already lit it an hour ago. So can I link into his mitzvah? So the Stei Chemed quotes the Rav Shlomo of Vilna, who says, no, Lefigach Ner Eli, source number 19, Roe Ner Chanukah La'achar Shadolach Chatzi Shah, Tekfarnasis Mitzvasa, Einu Mavarech. But Kevin the Imrotzi Mabailan Chavosu, Lishtamish La'ora Rishus Piyadam, Lonech Shav Az Neros Kener Mitzvah. It's not a Ner Mitzvah. You can't say the bracha. Of course, at this point, you have to wonder if you can ever say the bracha, because you never know when the guy lit the Ner.
Right,
unless like, it was like right, there's a Savik Brachos, this they quote this name of Akiva Eger, who wondered if you really hold like this, then you never should be able to say the Brichas Aroa unless it's like, you know, 10 minutes after Shkia.
Right.
You know, but other Achronim argue. I didn't bring them on the sheets, they weren't on the Bar Ilan, but the Shut Kinyan Torah and the Shraga LeMeir, they say they can say the bracha even after half an hour. I, the fellow ready to do the mitzvah, but you can say your bracha as a rabbi 3 hours later. What does that prove, Lachara? What do you say, Anna? If there's no kiyum after half an hour, can you say the bracha as a rabbi? But if you say there is a kiyum,
sure.
Yesh Levarech. You can say even later because there's still a kiyum mitzvah. It's still a chiddush. It's only hinder mitzvah.
You can say the brachas aroa and the hinder mitzvah. It makes sense though, because the
hinder
is that it's the person
manis,
and here you
are
looking at it.
Yeah.
So it's
I agree.
The chiddush makes perfect sense.
I agree. I like chiddushim like that. Okay. Another nafkamina. There's a minhag brought down in the Rishonim that woman didn't do malacha when the candles were lit. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, source number 20, Nahagos Nashim Shulas Malacha V'Ochaneir Stolkos. The minhag woman is not to light, not to do malacha. It's a question of what this includes, what type of malachas. They probably can make latkes. That would be, wouldn't be good if they couldn't make latkes. But maybe they shouldn't, you know, be doing laundry or sew or whatever. So this is a minhag brought down. So the Mishnah Berurah on the spot says, source number 21, V'hu Kechatzi Shah. The minhag is only they shouldn't do malacha when the neros of the are lit for the etzim chiyuv for half an hour. But if you look at the source, you know, for this the one source, the Maril, source number 22, Kabbalah hibi ateinu she'ein la'adam lasas malacha b'shash neros dolkin mechanuka. Shash neros dolkin. Mechaber quotes that as well. Ashes is that they shouldn't do malacha while the candles are lit for 3 hours, 4 hours, as long as they're lit. So what might this be telling on, if this is a heated debate? If there's no kiyum after half an hour, then what? So it's mutar or malacha. La'achar chatzisha. If there is a kiyum, again, it's just a kiyum, but you might argue, right, yitachein, maybe, sheyesh minhag, there's a minhag that continues while the neros are lit. So actually, the Magen Avraham quotes a minhag that the woman shouldn't do malacha until midnight, because the neros in the Beis Medrash would be lit until midnight. So that's just interesting, the function of the neros of the Beis Medrash. You know, the menorah they would light in the shul. But anyway, okay. Again, I'm almost running out of time, so just quickly, Achsanai. There's a halacha mentioned in the Gemara in Chaf Gimel and Shabbos that a fellow who is visiting doesn't have anybody laying at home for him, so he is able to mitzarech the Baal Bais by giving him a pruta. Rambam writes here, being kona chelik of Hashem. It's the Pashas. Kone Chelek L'Shem. The Aguda, one of the late Rishonim, writes that the Baal Bayis should add more oil. He should add more oil to the menorah for this Oreach. So if he usually puts a half an hour's worth of oil, he should put in another minute worth of oil for the Oreach. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes this Aguda. Yesh Ma'achronim, Shekos V'Sherek, Baal Bayis L'Hosif Ma'at Shemen, Chuz Mi'ashir Shetzarek Liten L'Tzarek Hatzisha. Says Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach, and others disagree with that Aguda. The Prechagor says it's not true, there's no need to add any oil. So what's the debate? Do you have to add oil or don't you have to add oil? It's clear that the Achasnai should give a pruta to the Baal Bayis. Does the Baal Bayis have to add oil or not? So Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach in source number 24 writes the following. It's the day of the Aguda. If you hold there's no keel for the nearest to be lit after the shear of Tichlo Regel, what's the point for the Baal Bayis to put in more oil into the menorah? After half an hour, there's no mitzvah. The Magen Avraham, there's no mitzvah. So what I want to suggest is that maybe that's good for the debate. The Prechagor says there's no point in adding more oil. Why is there no point in adding more oil? Because there's no keel. And the Aguda says, no, add oil because there is a keel. The Achsanai gets a part of the Hiddur mitzvah. You light your menorah for half an hour and the Achsanai gets part of the Hiddur mitzvah. Number five, Achsanai. So we have an Achmina here. First day, no keel, pre-chadash, don't add oil. Second day, there's a kiyum. The Aguda says, add oil. Okay, that's what I want to claim. It's based on Rosh Hashanah Zalman, but I'm suggesting. Then very quickly, there's an interesting question. When should you say the bracha? When you let the menorah? You tell me. When do you say the bracha?
Over
the Latzios. Just say lechatchila before. What happens if you didn't say before? So there's a discussion in Achronim, can you say it after? One discussion is, can you say it between the first and second candle? Maybe you can say it on the Hiddur, the second night of Hanukkah, third night of Hanukkah. And then some even have a discussion, can you say it after you lit all of them? Why can you say it after you lit all of them? Because the mitzvah continues for a half an hour. Discussion in Achronim. What I haven't seen discussed, which I want to discuss now, just very briefly, is what? Whether or not you can say a bracha when? After the half an hour. So I want to talk to Taina that if there's no kiyum, so it's pashut, you can't say a bracha after the half an hour. The Prechadosh here discusses when I can say within a half an hour. Prechadosh seems to assume that you can say with the bracha within a half an hour, because the mitzvah continues. Like tefillin, because chametz, you're continuously wearing tefillin, so if you didn't say when you put it on, you're still wearing them, say the bracha. So you lit the candles, he wants to contrast this to Nera Shabbos, where he thinks maybe you can't say the bracha after you lit the candles, or maybe Hanukkah you can take the bracha. But they don't discuss this issue that I want to discuss. What's the thing about saying the bracha after half an hour? You say it's an hour after you lit. Can you say a bracha? So, if there's no kiyum, then what?
You can't.
Ein levarech. If there is a kiyum, ulai. Yes, it's still the chiddush to say you're going to say a bracha on the hiddur. You know, it's of course back to brisker rav. Or can you say a bracha on the hiddur? There's a gufa mitzvah. There's a brisker rav. Actually, in the Chaskanik, I think about this issue. But okay. And the last issue, which is more of a meta issue, is the question of the relationship between Pesu Menisa and the mitzvah. We gave a kavura, I think 2 years ago, about whether or not Pesu Menisa is just a reason for the mitzvah, just the background. Or it's goofy what you're trying to do. You're trying to refire in the nes through the hadlak. So it's not all chakira, but they're nafkaminas to the question. And I think this might be another nafkamina. Namely, you can argue that after a half an hour, there's no more persumanis. So if what you're trying to do is to refire in the nes, then you'd say there's no point. There's no point. If you say no, Pesuvanis is the reason for it, but it's a mitzvah. It's a standalone mitzvah. So once it's a mitzvah, you might say there's still a kiyum even after a half an hour. That's the suggestion I wanted to make. Okay, shkaya. Thank you.